Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, welcome to the show. Today is... What's that?
It's my phone, sorry.
Tuesday, April 2nd, welcome to the show. Are you like in a shitty mood or what? Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm just irritated.
Yeah. So, whoops. I'm not ready for... I'm just like, you know, I started my day not very well, and it's going downhill from there. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but...
Actually, you can only go uphill once you start going downhill,
yeah, right.
I feel.
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping that things will look up later today.
Mm-hmm.
But my day is shot completely. Fuck. Anyway. Tomorrow we're going to have some cool guests.
Mm.
And so that should be cool. Friday we're going to have guests, so we have some more action here. And so
you okay over there?
I told you I'm totally like fucking distracted, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But
I am too. I feel you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just like, ugh.
So how was work yesterday?
It was slow. I left early again.
Yeah?
Sundays and Mondays are really slow.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the week is decent.
I see. Okay. Well, maybe ask them for busier days.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
But I'm working Sunday and Monday the next 2 weeks because some girl is calling out. But I was like, listen, that's 3 weeks in a row, Sundays and Mondays. Like, give me some Saturday nights or some Friday nights here.
Right. Some action.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to just sit around.
Give me some play here.
Exactly.
What's going on?
Who wants to sit around, man? It's the worst thing when you get bored.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And I work tomorrow. Mm. And then I'm off for the rest of the week. I can't wait to not put on makeup, let me tell you.
Cool.
Yeah. My face needs a break. It sure does.
Oh, well. Don't we all need a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's going on with that Nipsey Hussle thing?
Well, they have a suspect.
They do have a suspect
now?
Yeah,
they uploaded a picture of him, his name, and the vehicle he was last seen in.
So you think this was like gang-related and stuff? Because they say he came from gangs, right?
I know he's from the streets. I don't know if he was gang-affiliated, but
they said on the news.
So I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
But, yeah.
I think the person knew him, though. The person that killed him knew him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can never get out of a gang alive, you know?
I know.
You have too much information, they're afraid you'll give it away.
Well,
know?
Not only that, I feel like gang members are people that just kill people for fun.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, they have reasons, you know, but it's,
it's stupid
shitty.
Ass reasons.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this dude shopped at this particular store on Tuesday. We got to get rid of him.
Right.
It's like, really, guys? Come on. And it's just funny because black people always talk about how you have to unite and all this shit, but you're out here killing each other. So it's like,
right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People have hatred for anybody and everybody, you know, and then they go and killing people, you know. It's just not cool. And, I feel bad for him. I guess they're making a big deal because didn't you say he was, like, becoming big or something? Like, doing things for the...
Yeah, he was, like, doing positive things
for
the community.
Right. Huh. How long has he been around?
10+ years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Two people got shot at his memorial yesterday because people like gathered outside of his store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like there's videos. There was like hundreds and hundreds of people because like people in LA really loved him. He's like an LA rapper native and two people got shot yesterday.
Really?
I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Can the violence just stop or no?
No, people don't want to stop with the violence, man. We've become a violent society and lost a lot of our values, I think, which is shit because you think that people would appreciate human life, you know? But,
right.
But there's just people don't care or they hate.
Mm-hmm.
They hate on you, you know, all the fucking time. So, you know, anytime you post something, everybody's like trolling you and telling you this and bullying and, you know, and then people have no compassion for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I don't know. What if What if a computer could tell you when you could die? Would you?
Nope.
Would you be interested in that?
No. I don't, because then for the rest of my life, I'm going to think about my death date. Yeah. Like, I'm good with that.
Right. There's a reason why we don't know the future, right?
And I don't think that's possible anyway, so.
Yeah, no, it's
if you're
not.
Reading an article right now, it's just somebody who wanted clickbait, 110%.
No, I'm reading the article. This is a research, but no, they're trying to develop an algorithm. I don't know if
what
does
that
will.
Even, how can they predict when one is going to die?
They're doing all kinds of like data, I guess. They map like all kinds of statistics and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that they will, but they claim.
No, I don't think that's possible. Nope.
No, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I like our argument about, you don't like to talk about it that much about death and God and stuff, but I'm starting to read up on some things after I read a few scientific books and totally moved away from all this religion shit. And now I'm reading a little more about religion and how it's actually a good thing, you know, and it is in many ways, you know. I mean, people have abused it and bastardized religion and shit like that. But I think your relationship with God is important, you know?
Right.
And if it's just a fairy tale, then let it be, you know? But if it makes you feel better, if it makes society better, then let's do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
And so I'm thinking, you know, even if you're skeptical, there's a lot of wisdom in the Bible and stuff, you know? So maybe I'll do some reading there. I mean, I've read the Bible. Well, not from front to back, but, you know, like in school and stuff, they taught us like Bible and things. So we went through all of it. But and then over the years, I've done research and investigated and just learned a lot of things from it, you know. And I realized that it makes a person a better person for the most part, you know.
I'm what not religion saying,
well, it depends what religion, I guess, right? But let's say Judeo-Christian, okay? And I think if people believe in God and they believe in certain things that were supposedly given by God, then people get along better, you know. They don't kill as much, they don't steal as much. I'm telling you, there's always bad apples, but yeah. You know, I'm seeing people, look at my brother, okay, he raised his kids with going to temple every Friday and things like that and celebrating holidays at home. And his kids are a lot closer to our, and it's not just religion. I mean, being Jewish, it's like a heritage, you know, it's like just people. It's not just the religion part of it. So you try to preserve it, you know, and when his kids see this, they're good kids. All three of them are great kids. My kids, not so much.
Are they not religious? I don't think that
It has nothing to do with religious.
Yeah, I was like,
It has to do with learning values.
Yeah, but I don't think that necessarily has to do with religion. You can learn values without being even studying religion.
No, but yeah, but then I think you become more prone to influence by your friends and stuff because. Look, I mean, some people get influenced by their friends really easily and stuff because they didn't really get that education at home, you know? And my kids are not as together. So, you know, that's probably because of divorce and stuff too, you know? But it's fucked, man, I'm telling you. So it can't possibly be bad. I mean, when you think about it, everything in our lives is stories, you know? I mean, we just believe in stories. We make up stories. We live fucking stories. You know, I mean, think about it. Like, look at money, for example. Okay, money, that piece of paper is worth nothing. But the story behind it is the government stands. It's like everybody believes that this is worth something and the government guarantees they'll honor it, you know? But it's not just, I mean, the piece of paper is nothing.
Right.
You know, so we create stories, you know, like countries, you know, another thing, they put a border around them randomly, you know. I mean, how do you decide this is that, you know, because of the story. We belong here, this is what that, all that shit. But Am I getting too deep for you?
Yeah, you're totally
okay,
not
so
into it.
Tell me some light things. I don't know what to tell you. Netflix is raising the price.
Yeah, to $16 I fucking saw.
No, not 16. Well, it depends what service you have, right? Because they have from $8 to
$13.
No, actually the most expensive one was 12, I guess. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
The premium plan will increase
from
12 to 14.
What do you mean premium plan? Isn't Netflix just Netflix?
No, because you have, like, if you get $8, you don't get a high definition. Did you know that?
Oh,
the basic one is
I didn't
not
know
even
that.
HD.
You
don't
notice such rip-offs. Just have one fucking
solid
price. You don't
notice the picture, though?
I go through my mom's account. My picture's great, so I don't know. I don't know what she has.
Yeah, maybe she has the... Yeah. The more expensive one, because you add a couple bucks and you get HD, you know, which is a lot better.
Right.
And then with the premium, I guess you get, I don't know, additional shit or something. I don't know what you get. Like maybe additional devices that you can play at the same time. Like in the at home. Like, look, if you get a basic plan, you can only run it on two devices. Like, let's say your computer and
your
TV.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But when you get a more expensive plan, you can have it on more devices at the same time. So that's what it is. But I think
it's
I pay
weird.
Like the $11 one or something.
I don't know what my mom pays.
Which is not really bad, you know, I mean, when you think about it. But they've been raising a lot of prices, you know. And the thing is, I remember a few years back, they were in deep shit, man. They didn't know what to do. And they were losing money and everything. And then they just turned it around. I remember it's an amazing story how they did that. And now they're investing, they're saying $1 billion in, no, $8 billion for new shows and movies.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So they're investing a lot, but they were smart to come up with their own content, you know? Because that's what does it now. I mean, you want to watch a show, you have to subscribe to that.
Yep.
Channel.
Yep.
Like the Twilight Zone is out now again. I don't know if you know about the Twilight Zone, but
I watched it when I was a kid, but I can't really remember it, to be honest. Yeah.
Right. It was sort of like it always teaches you a story.
Right.
You know, some kind of moral of the story.
Right.
So so that's on CBS Access, which is who has that?
No,
you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
But on Amazon Prime they give you two free the first two episodes. So I started watching one and fuck, it's boring, man. I'm hoping something will happen. You know, because
I don't
really
have Amazon Prime
to.
And I don't have Hulu.
Yeah.
I only have Netflix.
Netflix, right.
But so I heard there's really good Friends movies and stuff on Hulu.
Yeah.
But I just go
No, somewhere. I mean, look, they got Netflix will keep you busy.
Yeah.
Right?
And I haven't even caught up on Netflix in a long time, so.
Yeah. They have a good movie now called Highwaymen, which is with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson.
This is Hulu?
No, this is Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
yeah. See, I haven't even had time to like. I finally have some time off this weekend. I'm probably literally just going to be in bed the entire time watching all my shows and all my movies.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Just don't have time. Like last night, I got home from work and I was like, good night.
Yeah, who wants to watch anything, right?
Yeah, I was like, see ya. I am going to bed.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't crazy about Netflix, but do you remember when they used to send DVDs by mail?
What, Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
No.
You didn't know that? That's how they started.
No.
Wow. You're really young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, streaming didn't even exist a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I've only known Netflix as a streaming service.
So, when was the last time you got like a DVD? When it was Blockbuster or something?
No, I get DVDs off Redbox all the time.
That's true, right? Right.
I think Redbox needs to like up their ante and be streaming.
Yeah.
Like be like an on-demand streaming service. Like
but
we
then
still
they
pay.
Have to compete with everybody. They have to pay for all these movies.
What do you mean? We are still paying for them. I think they should still, we should still, it should be exactly how it is, just online. Like, so if we're going through and we click rent, we're still paying that $175 to rent it for the night.
I see.
Then it's on your TV for the 24 hours and then it's gone.
Right.
I mean, it's 2019. Why the fuck do we have to drive all the way to a Ralph's to get a DVD?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's why you get the services, but.
But I mean,
for Redbox,
they're going to lose money.
Of course. Well, they know they're going out of business eventually.
Because I like went to Redbox. I had Redbox DVDs in my apartment, and one of my friends came over and goes, "You still use Redbox?"
Right, like DVDs.
And I was like, "Yeah, because these movies aren't on Netflix.
Right,
they're not. They're like right. the movies that just left the theater, like Black Klansman and right. and all like the award winning movies that aren't like A Star Is Born. That's not on Netflix. You know. Right. So if they were fucking smart,
yeah.
they would allow the same service. We still have to pay for it.
Right,
but we
right.
can just pay for it on our fucking TV.
Right. Well, that's what Netflix did. But I don't know if Redbox is in a position to do the same thing.
Well, they should. Figure out how to be because in a position to do the same thing.
But they have to compete now with Netflix and Prime, Amazon Prime.
But not really, because it's a completely different. It's a completely different thing.
Why?
Because they have DVDs that are like not available on Netflix.
No,
and
but not on Netflix, but Amazon has them. You can pay the same price and.
What? No, you're paying it. $5, right? Because On Demand has the same movies, but it's $5.
Right, right.
No one wants to pay fucking $5 when they can pay Redbox $1.75.
Yeah, so for $1.75, they wouldn't be able to do. They wouldn't be able to come up with enough money to make to build the infrastructure to stream. I mean,
I remember
it's not
when it
cheap.
Used to be literally 75 cents to get a movie off that. Now it's $1.75.
I never used it, so I don't know. But yeah. that's cheap.
When they first started, yeah, it was like when I lived in San Jose. California, which was when I was 18,
right,
and it was 75 cents to rent a movie.
Right
now it's $1.75.
So their actual expenses is really just the machines, you know, and the people that fill them, whatever.
Right,
but yeah, I mean, compare that to something like Netflix.
I'm like, okay, you guys get 10 seconds to fucking fix yourself.
It never happened to me.
Oh my god, it happens maybe like once every couple of months.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not the end of the world. Come on.
No. I can survive, but if you're like in the mood to watch something specific and that happens, it's like, no!
Yeah.
You know?
I know. So are there any good movies, new ones we should see that you can think of?
In the theater?
Well, in Redbox or whatever, something that just came out.
I haven't been to Redbox. Oops, I keep doing that. I'm sorry. I haven't been to Redbox in like a week and a half, so I don't know.
Yeah,
because I usually do that. Like, that's my weekend thing. I'll never go to Redbox during the week because I know myself. I'm just not gonna watch. Yeah. Like, when I go to Redbox, I like to get 2-3 movies at a time.
Right.
I'm not gonna be able to do that during the week. It's only like the weekends.
Right.
So this is my first weekend that I'm not working at all. So I'm like, okay, I'll go this weekend.
Right.
But I'm not sure if there's anything new on there. I can Google. I can use.
It's amazing how things have changed so much. You know, right. because. You know, it used to take like, what, almost a year, 8 months to a year before a movie came out on video after it was in the theater.
Yeah, a long Remember? Time. Sometimes it does still take a while.
But then not that long. I mean, they just try to milk it in the theaters.
Let's see.
And then they build up demand, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going this weekend. Okay, they have The Mule, Bumblebee, Vice, Aquaman, Mary Poppins, Second Act, Nancy Drew.
Oh, that's some good ones.
The original Pet Sematary they brought back because the new one is coming out in theaters. That trailer looks horrifying. I watched it for the first time last night. I was like, what the hell?
Really?
So those are all the new ones that are coming out. All the other ones have been out for a while now.
And Pet Sematary, what, next week on the 8th?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or not the 8th, but this Friday probably, right?
No, I don't know if it's this Friday.
Yeah.
But they're pushing the promo heavy on TV, so I imagine it's coming out relatively quickly. Scary movies are always a good option for like date night, you know, if you're going on a date.
I would think that's true when you're a teenager, but
no,
you know,
still,
because then the girl kind of clings to you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're an adult,
why people get? I'd still get scared. I'd be like, hold me,
right?
The fuck?
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Hold me, I'm scared.
Yeah, for sure. Hold my hand. Let me put my head in your shoulder. Just cover my eyes.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's a good date night thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. People go crazy. You know, this guy, I guess, in Pennsylvania went through the cashier at a grocery store. And the cashier, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, they're not really saying, but I guess the way they bagged the groceries, they put a can over the potato chip bag.
So, wait, what do you mean? I don't get it.
Like in the same bag, they had potato chips, and then they put a can of food on top of it in the same bag when they were bagging.
And then it exploded or something?
No, but he felt it crushed the chips or
something. Oh my God, someone shut the fuck up. Honestly, they're getting paid $14 an hour. If you have a problem with have they bag, then bag it your goddamn self, because they give you that option.
Right. So he started with him, and then he goes...
Oh, he started with him in the store.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is say simply say, hey, sir, can I like switch that bag of chips out? Because I think maybe the chips got squished.
Right, and don't put it in the same bag.
And it's like, yeah, and it's, that's an easy conversation to have.
Yeah.
He's obviously a miserable human being if he's starting with him in the middle of the store.
Yeah, you know, so it smashed his fucking potato chips, big fucking deal.
Yeah.
But what happened is as he walks away, he tells the cashier, do you have a problem with me? Because I have a problem with you.
Yeah. And the cashier, he's a miserable human being.
The cashier thought he was joking, and he replied, do you? You know, like, do you have a problem with me? At that point, I guess the attacker allegedly attacked the cashier, grabbing him by the neck before they pulled him off him. And
obviously called the authorities.
Called the cops.
Over a fucking can on potato chips.
I'm telling you. People have no fucking, they don't
care
about anybody.
No, I don't know what's wrong with people.
Yeah, it's just this selfishness, you know? But, you know, and she'd be grateful that people bag your fucking shit. Do you know that in Israel, I went to the store and they don't even bag your shit. They give you the bag. You have to bag it yourself. I'm like, are you fucking shit?
Sometimes at Ralph's, they'd be looking at you like.
Really?
I'm like, I'll take plastic. Thank you. Like, I'm not bagging my own shit, man.
No.
You're charging me for these bags. The least you're going to do is bag it.
Yeah, right?
Like, no.
I know.
If it's like really busy, I'll bag my own shit. Like, if they have like a line of like 20 people and I went like full-blown grocery shopping and she's slowly doing it one by one, I'll help out.
Yeah.
But if there's like no line and if I bought like 3-4 things, like, you can stick it in the bag for me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. How's your sister doing?
She's good.
Are you in touch with your brother, too?
I haven't talked to my brother in a while, no.
Oh, so you're not in touch, really, huh?
No. Oh, it's going to be cloudy for the rest of the week. I just looked at that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Yesterday was 90 fucking degrees.
I loved it.
I'm sure you did.
It was so nice out.
Yeah. No, it was nice out, but you get in the car, and it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it was nice. But was you nice. Just got to roll the windows down.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It was freezing in my job. I was like, holy crap.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. The weather's crazy. I mean, it's 90 degrees in the sun. If you go in the shade and it's windy, it's suddenly chilly.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
I thought it was chilly at night.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't freezing, but it wasn't like right. I could still wear a long sleeve.
Right, yeah. It's definitely not summer yet, but
no,
it'll get here soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this lady now in Russia, she's called the Iron Lady of Aviation because I guess she and her husband owned an airline. Well, she died in an airplane crash.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Weekend?
Yeah. Like in a small plane. And they were like really rich, net worth of $600 million.
That's a lot.
So I guess she flew her husband, her father,
she died with her dad?
In Germany, yeah.
Oh.
She's an older woman, you know, 55, but...
55 is not old, Sam. Are you fucking kidding me?
I said older.
Hmm.
I said older.
Yeah, but that's still... She had, like, at least 30 years of life left to live.
Yeah.
Her and her dad died. That's awful.
Right. I don't think I'm going to last 30 years.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Why?
No, you gotta speak it into existence. Like, yeah, I'm gonna live till I'm.
But you know, once you hit your 50s, you realize your body's not the same anymore.
So yeah, it's not the same, but that doesn't mean you're gonna die soon.
Right, but I don't want to die. I mean, I don't want to age like fucking like shit. You know.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
And we talked about this. I just hope that something happens, and you know, like an accident or something.
What do you mean an accident?
Like when I die.
What do you mean?
Oh, like, I don't know, car accident or something.
That's how you want to go?
Where I die right away. Yeah.
What if you don't die right away? You could suffer.
No, I'm saying that's the way I'd like to die if I had the choice. Not in a car accident necessarily, but, like a heart attack or something, you know, where you don't come out of it. Because you don't want, like, once you
oh
have, like,
God,
a...
that is... I've never, ever heard stroke, somebody say, like, this is how I want to go out.
Really?
Never.
So how would you want to go out?
I told you I want to go out like The Notebook with my sister. And we just die in our sleep.
Yeah, well...
Like nice and peaceful. Like, right. Like we just took a nap and we just never woke up.
So I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to die of like being an old man that people have to fucking change my diapers and shit.
You know? Sound like my dad. My dad says all the time, and he says he wants us to pay for...
Caregiver.
No. He for wants what? Us to pay for people. He wants to rent a mansion. Uh-huh. And he wants to pay for people to shoot him so he can fall off the balcony like Al Pacino in Scarface. And I go, Dad, we could go to jail for murder. Yeah. He goes, not if I put it in writing. I'm like, yes, we could still get in trouble.
He wants to go out in style.
Yeah, right? Like he literally always jokes about how that's how he wants to go. Because when I know I'm about to go, I just want to go to that, like I want to rent that mansion. And I want people to kill me like Al Pacino.
But why does it have to mean be in a mansion?
Because have you seen Scarface?
I don't remember, but if that's the way it is.
You've never seen Scarface then.
I've seen it.
So you obviously remember how he died in the movie.
I saw it when it fucking came out.
Yeah, but his death was so epic. I know for...
Okay, so I'm going to have to watch it again.
When he says, say hello to my little friend, he just comes out like, but it's like 50 other people at the bottom of the stairs and they shoot him and he like is shooting back, but they like hit him with bullets a million times and he just falls over the balcony into his mansion's pool.
Oh okay, well that's pretty dramatic.
Yeah, that's how he was to go out.
Yeah, your dad has pretty good imagination.
We'll go to jail, Dad. So
yeah, no, I mean ultimately I think everybody would like to just die by, you know, in your sleep or something.
Yeah,
know? But we don't get to choose, right?
No, you don't.
Yeah. But I still find it hard to believe that you think things that happen because they're already predetermined. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so hard for me to understand that.
I feel like everything when you have a moment where you're like, this has happened before, I've been here before, it's because you probably have been just as somebody else.
Well, yeah. I don't think so.
Maybe not the same exact time or place, but like some type of similar interaction. I feel like people have lived before.
Yeah?
Yeah. My friend, this girl that I work with, showed me a picture of her dog. And the dog has human eyes. I've never seen anything like it. It's like a human being in a dog's body. I've never, ever seen anything like it.
What do you mean human eyes?
Human eyes. Oh my God. Let me see if I can get a picture. It's because dogs have like doggy eyes, like green or blue, or he has like... And their doggy eyes are like almost like oval shaped. I don't know how to explain it. This dog literally looks like you took my eyeballs. Oh, why my phone keeps doing that? It's like he took my eyeballs and put it on a dog's body. Okay. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, it's really weird.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe some souls become animals.
I probably was a dog before. I'm serious. I don't know. I just feel like maybe I was a dog.
Oh, God.
And if I ever came back, I'd want to be a dog, but a dog in a loving family. Like in a family where they like really loved me.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, so if you're a plant, are you a human soul also?
No.
Okay, so why animals and not plants? We're both living things, right?
No, I just don't think... No? I don't think plants are on the same... Like, that's nature.
But I don't think animals is on the same either.
Animals have souls. They absolutely are. They just, they speak. They just don't speak our language.
Yeah, but are they human
souls? We don't know that.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't know that. I don't think this plant right here has a soul. I'm sorry, I just don't. Right,
but I don't think, you know, I don't know. I don't think animals have souls in the same way that we do.
Yeah, they do. Why do you think they wag their tail? Like, they can, like, dogs know when you're crying.
Because let me tell you why. Because they don't have anything to prove. A soul, to me, the soul is something pretty complex and involved, you know? Like, we say we come here for a reason, we do this for a reason, whatever. Mm-hmm. Animals don't have to accomplish these things that we do. Think about it.
No, I don't think that's true.
They're just out there and they eat and that's all they worry about is eating and stuff. They don't look, like, think of the tigers or the zebras and shit, you know? They don't look like to go to college and succeed and all this and be better.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they don't have souls.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But it's not a soul in the way that
I don't think our souls are us going to college and like going to work. No, in fact, that drains our souls.
No.
Yeah, it does. No. We're never going to see eye to eye on any other shit, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's okay. That's why we're talking about it. If we agreed, there wouldn't be anything to talk about.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah. It's okay. It's radio. We can beat it.
I get really defensive about animals.
Yeah. Well, nobody said that, you know, animals are bad or that we're not talking about hurting animals. I just... I don't think they're on the same level as human beings, and thus, we have a culture. I think we even invented this whole fucking thing. Maybe there is no soul. We just invented it.
No, there's definitely souls.
It's all stories we believe in. No, well, definitely. Can you prove it?
I feel like I have a soul.
Yeah, you I feel like
that's what souls are what separates good people from bad people.
Really? 110%. So bad people don't have a soul?
110%.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you don't understand the word soul, but soul is supposed to be like, you know, formless, like nobody, yeah, but it keeps coming back, right?
Yeah, that's why bad people keep coming back. And I don't know if bad people get reincarnated either. Like, you've never heard of, like, somebody coming back and, like, committing the same crime. Because if it's the same soul, they commit the same murders.
I never heard of anybody coming back, period.
I mean, I feel like people come back. Just not as themselves.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you watched that movie?
But they still have souls. I mean, you can't have soul for one person and not another. Because they say soul is...
That's why when people commit murders and stuff, like, horrible, heinous crimes. Like, for instance, the guy that did the shooting in... Parkland, Florida. Is that what it was called? Parkland? Right. Mm-hmm. He has no soul. That's why they say when murders, oh, he had no soul.
No, he has no remorse, maybe.
No, but, he has no soul. For you to be able to commit such a... People on 9/11, like the people that did the suicide bombings and stuff.
Right.
No soul.
Okay.
That's what I think.
So you don't think the soul is what keeps alive, like our consciousness, or like... Like, look, the soul,
no, I think
to me,
I
the,
feel
soul
like the soul
is what, the difference between... When you have a person that's sleeping and one that's dead, what's the difference between them? You know?
And I don't think it has anything to do with their soul.
Of course it does.
No, it doesn't. Our souls aren't what, like, wakes us up in the morning.
So what
our
is
souls
soul?
Is, like, just, like, who we are. How we live our... Like, it's basically, like, what defines you as a human being. But that's not, like, what makes us get up in the morning. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, see? You're not going to ever see eye to eye. That's how I view it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You know, I mean, whatever gets you through life is
I think life is just, like, a really kind of weird thing to understand to begin with.
Yeah, well, I think that's the beautiful thing about it, you know, is it. Maybe we're just put here to discover all these things.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. There's a million reasons, but it depends on whether you feel scientific one day or religious the other way. But we always have explanations, and nobody's ever going to prove anything.
Right.
We're not supposed to.
Right.
To prove anything. Mm-hmm. We'll never know. That's why I'm saying I don't think psychics or all these mediums and all this bullshit, I don't believe any of that.
I mean, I believe in them.
You do?
And I believe people can see spirits and talk to them as well.
Okay, but that's against natural law. There's like laws of nature.
I don't study laws of nature, so.
No, you don't have to study. They're just there.
They're not just there because I would know them and I don't know them.
In other words, like the fact that we have gravity, that we don't float, for example, right?
Right.
Okay.
That's scientific, though.
That's scientific, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
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 Forget what I was going to say. Fuck it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Why does it look like it's going to rain? What the fuck?
What I'm saying is with nature, you can prove things. You can prove things. You know, you can prove that the earth goes around the sun and all this bullshit, you know? But
that has nothing to do with if someone can see a spirit.
Why?
It has nothing to do with it.
Because it's against the, okay, if you could see spirits, then any human could see spirits.
No, that's not true.
Why?
That's not true.
Like, so you think someone like superhuman? Some people.
I think so.
Like
I think some people are born
powers,
with
right?
like special abilities.
Yeah, no, I
do.
Think so you watch too many comic movies.
I'm not talking about like Marvel. Like I don't think people can like go invisible or like.
Right.
You know, hang from a building with their bare hand. Like, I don't think people have the ability to do that, but I think people can see spirits or, like, communicate
but
with, like, the afterlife.
But you can't even prove that there's spirits afterlife. You can't even prove that we don't just become worm food underground.
I feel like people can, and no one believes them. And that's why everyone wants to say there's no proof.
What do you mean people can?
Like, I feel like people can communicate with people that have passed. Like, I believe that mediums can talk to people that have passed away.
Uh-huh.
And people find it, like you, you're a skeptic. Oh, I don't believe them. They're full of shit.
Right.
And that's why people say there's quote unquote no proof that there's a life after this, because no one wants to believe the people that can prove that it does exist.
No, not at all. Nobody ever came back from death, right? That's a law of nature.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're still not here. Death.
Nobody even knows that there's spirits or anything.
I believe
Yeah, it's belief. You see, it's not proof, though. It's all beliefs.
No, because if you watch, like, certain documentaries or, like, shows where they, like, go into buildings with those, like, heat radiations and stuff, that, like, right. basically is proof that there's, like, other human beings. Not human beings, but spirits around us.
That's not proof at all.
Yes, it
is. You know, just like, look, human beings can't fly, right?
Okay.
Okay, so that's a natural law. We can't fly.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, it's not about what you believe, it's about what is.
Yeah, but you don't know that. You just don't want to believe in it.
What don't I know?
You're saying that people
No, I don't want to believe. That's what I'm saying. You keep saying believing. Believing is different from facts.
Well, I'm saying believing because you're not believing something that people have said is true.
Right.
Exactly. So it's because you don't believe it.
No, but they can't prove it.
Okay, so let's say, for instance, there was this show where people talk about, like, ghosts past and all these, like, experiences or movies, like,
right.
for instance, The Conjuring is based on true experiences, and people have exorcism and people have died during exorcisms. You're saying that's not proof that there is other entities on this planet?
No,
110%
totally
is
totally not. It's all fiction.
So you think that someone being taken over by, and even like actual footage of them being, like, possessed by a demonic possession, that's not proof?
There's no way. I mean, it's all psychological shit.
Okay, people, somebody talking in a completely different language that they've never known before in their life.
Right.
Looking like they've never looked before in their life. That's not proof to you that there's other entities on this planet?
No. Not at all.
See, it's because of people like you where there can be no proof because you don't want to believe it.
No, but okay. What I'm saying is this. There's one thing to believe. And there's one thing.
But we're only saying believe right now because you're making it that way.
No.
Because if people have proof.
If they have proof, they don't have to believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
True, right?
But even though there's proof, you still don't believe it.
But there's no proof. You're interpreting this as exorcism and some kind
of
shit.
But that stuff has happened. It's real.
It's fucked up. They're fucked up in their mind.
Like, even The Conjuring 2, okay? It's based on real stories. It's based on, like, a family that moved to a house. One of their daughters got possessed.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, just basically the outline of what happened to that family.
Right, but that's what they call it. They called it possessed, but it could have been she had some really serious psychological problems.
Oh,
no?
Come on, Sam.
Why?
Come on.
No.
And they actually show footage, like, real footage at the end of that movie.
Uh-huh.
Of the girl, like, that's not a human being. Mm-hmm. That's proof. And the only reason why I'm saying is, people don't believe it is because there's people like you that come up with an excuse for what they just saw.
It's not an excuse. It's an explanation.
Yeah, but you're explaining it for your own belief. But the truth is, this happened. Yeah. It's recorded. It's right in front of us.
But it's not true because what you're seeing is what you're seeing. I don't argue with that.
Right.
But you're explaining why it's happening in a way that is not provable.
It's just proof that there's other entities on this fucking earth.
Okay, all right.
We could do this all day, baby.
I know.
All day.
At least, hopefully,
you're going to get possessed.
We're entertaining somebody.
You're going to get possessed. The spirits are going to want to come and prove to you, like, hey, bitch, we're here.
Yeah. All these things are always in the margin of mainstream. That's not.
I don't even think it's mainstream because a lot of people have your, like, mentality. Right. A lot of people are, like, scared to think. That are, like, stuff.
Why would
stuff.
I be scared?
I'm not saying that you're scared, but I'm saying some people are petrified to believe
right.
that there could be, like, a demonic entity, like, walking around, whatever, okay? Uh-huh. That they have convinced themselves that this cannot possibly be real. Everything I read, everything I hear is fake. It's
right.
not true.
Right.
But that's only because of their fear. Then there's people like me that's like, I'm petrified. I'm petrified of it, but I believe that it's real.
Right.
I believe that it can happen. Maybe not everywhere in the world, but maybe certain parts. Maybe there's something really tragic happened. You know, if someone got, like, murdered in a house or something, you don't know if their spirit passed on.
Uh-huh.
What if they're, like, still 5 million years after their death, they've still not convinced themselves that they have died, and they're just stuck where they were murdered.
It sounds to me like stories. Like more stories.
But life is all stories. The Bible is a story.
Stories. It is stories. I know, but it's
so
not
that's
a
basically.
Story.
But
it's
if you're saying that stuff
that
can't
I
be true,
to.
Yeah. But is if you're saying those type of stories can't be true, then people can say stories about Jesus Christ can't be true,
right?
Because we have no proof,
right?
We literally have no proof.
Well, some people say we do, but even the
exactly
even
just like
so,
some people say that but, we do about spirits.
But people believe that he's the son of God.
But
some
think about
don't.
What you're saying. You don't think there's any spirits, right? No
right.
ghosts, no nothing,
right?
But yet. Jesus Christ died and came back as a spirit. Come
okay,
on.
But I don't subscribe to that particular story. I don't.
So then you don't believe in Jesus Christ?
No, exactly. Jews don't.
All right. Well, then maybe yeah. that's why.
Why?
Because I believe in Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So I believe in spirits.
Right. But it's all beliefs, my dear.
Mm.
It's all cultural
I hope
shit.
Your house is haunted.
Mine?
Yeah, so you can come okay. back and tell me your house
I
is
know,
haunted.
I know. I wish it was, you know? How come I never was able to talk to dead, or none of the people that I know are able to talk to the dead?
There's been a million people that have come on the show that have said, Brigetta,
no,
what is her name?
I know,
she said that she can see spirits.
I know, but it's bullshit.
I don't know if she's lying.
It's all bullshit.
I don't know if she's lying.
No, she believes it, but it's all
so
bullshit.
You just think that she's like a mental case then? She's batshit crazy, basically, is what you're saying.
No, I think people subscribe. People do believe.
So
like
you think
do.
That she's never, like, seen.
People believe.
Didn't she tell us a story that she, like, saw, like, a little girl?
I don't know.
Yeah, she, like, told us a story about this, like, little girl holding yeah. a teddy bear.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Look, I don't.
I mean, I hope that the people that are saying that they can see spirits actually can. I hope they aren't full of shit. I know right. that there's some people in this world that have made a living off being full of shit. Like,
right.
I don't believe every psychic that has a shop has the ability to be a psychic. I feel like a lot of people who are psychic don't even tell people that they are. So there was my friend that came over a couple weeks ago whose aunt passed away or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She was telling me that her and her mom... Or her mom went somewhere.
Right.
And there was a psychic there and they asked to be read. And she's like, oh, I can't read you.
Right.
So she pulled her mother aside and was like, I can't read you because the woman that you're with is about to be diagnosed with cancer. She only has a couple months to live. I'm not about to tell her that. And literally, she got diagnosed with cancer and died a couple months later.
Right.
So I feel like sometimes people do have the ability, but I feel like it's the people that aren't making a profit off of it. Like, I feel like they do it. Or they just, like, they can be walking down the street. And, like, I told you when my sister was at the beach and some lady came up to her and was like, you're pregnant, it's a boy. She didn't make a penny right. off that, nothing.
Right.
And well, Gabby was found out, like, a couple weeks later she was pregnant. A couple weeks after that, she found out it was a boy.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel like some people really do have the ability to, you know, sense auras or right. or death or danger or
right.
whatever the case may have you. And then I feel like there's some people that are full of shit.
So how are they able to do that when other people can't?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
but not every but not every but just you could say that you could say the same thing. Why can some people sing and some can't? Why can some people play basketball and others can't? Everybody is born with different types of talent.
No,
just
they
like,
can learn, but they can learn that. You think they
nobody,
can learn to be a psychic?
Nobody
you can,
learn
to sing, you can learn to be an athlete.
Maybe you
right?
can learn to be a psychic.
Okay.
Maybe if you studied the right thing or read the right books, maybe you could like there's certain ways to channel energy that you don't know how to do. But nobody if you are not born with the ability to play basketball, you're never going to be NBA. I don't give a fuck how much practice you have. Period.
What does it mean, the ability?
Like, some people were born and that's what they were meant to do. Like, Blake Griffin, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal.
No, that's what they chose
no,
to do.
No, that's what they were put on this earth to do.
Okay.
Play ball.
All right. All right.
Facts. And then
yeah.
people like Selena, Beyonce, Madonna, they were put on this earth to be entertainers.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody is born
not
with the same ability.
They chose to be.
No.
Oh, wow.
It's already, they were
yeah,
born
well,
with those talents.
Yeah.
God gives people a specific task in this world, and you don't know if he's giving people the ability to read other people or read their spirits. We don't know. But I believe it. So, there you go.
There you go. Is it making you a happier person? That's all that
matters. Yeah. I mean, I don't ever want to go into a psychic, even though I believe in them, because I don't want anyone to ever tell me something I'm not ready to hear.
Right.
I feel like that would spin me out of control.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's that.
Okay.
Great debate.
The great debate.
Yeah. The great debate.
Yeah. people are like shaming and bullying everybody. Now there's this actress. She's got six kids, right?
Who is it?
She had six kids.
My lips are so dry.
Do you know the show Don't Be Tardy? Have you heard of it? Her name is Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Yeah. So she's got so much plastic surgery. Yeah,
she does look like plastic surgery.
Yeah, and all her daughters have. I think I'm thinking the right person.
So, yeah, so she's like totally like tan here in the picture.
And people are like telling her she's trying to be black.
Right, yeah. And all this shit, which happened but the other day too, right?
Well, it's unfortunate because if she's of an Italian descent,
yeah,
she's going to tan really brown.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's a fake spray tan, I mean...
Yeah, and it means nothing. Why do people have to?
I don't get it.
To it's comment like, on all this shit, you
it's because everyone's miserable, man.
Everybody's fucking miserable.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
they'll sit there. She looks great after six kids. They'll start with a oh, look at the cellulite. Look if there's just anything out of place, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I uploaded a picture on Instagram yesterday, and I only got like two or three bad comments, but the comments were all from men, and they were like, "You look like trash," and I'm like, "Can you imagine being a grown ass man?" Going to a female's page just to tell them they look like trash.
Right.
I look like trash because you know you would never get a woman like me ever. And it makes you feel better to tell me I look like trash.
Right, to put you down.
Right.
Because he'd never get you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are just fucked, Sam. Yeah. Like, I posted on my Instagram story last night about this guy I met at work. I gave him my number because he said that he was friends with the owner. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to not give my number because if they are really friends, I don't want to be that person that he says is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone knows everyone at my restaurant. He sent me over probably 30 texts last night in a row.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo, this is... So he like texted me and was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm at work. And he goes, okay, here's... Call this number when you get out of work. It's a driver. He's going to pick you up and bring you home. I said, no, I'm good. I drove myself to work. He goes, nope, the driver will come and drive your car and bring you home. I go, I don't need no motherfucking buddy to pick me up from work. What are you trying to kidnap me? Isn't that weird, Sam?
Yeah.
Like very adamant, like six times told me, no, text this number. He's going to pick you up. It's a driver. I don't need you
Maybe
or your
driver. Maybe he's used to people doing what he says.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You have officially freaked me out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not attracted to
him. Yeah, like, who do you think you are?
Yeah, like, leave me. Honestly, leave me the fuck alone, Stavis.
You're sending me a fucking car?
Yeah.
Who the fuck, man?
Like, if I knew you, that's different. I don't fucking know you.
Right.
I don't know anything about you.
And you're giving me, like, presenting this as though it was a fact or something.
Yeah.
You're coming over here.
Right.
Yeah, fuck that.
Nope.
The shit that women have to deal with, you know? I mean, some women sometimes post, like, texts of guys that try to hit on them on Facebook, and then they... So they show the text of what they said.
Right.
And how the guy will be like, oh, you're so beautiful. You're so
and then you don't respond. Then he's like, fuck you, bitch. You're so ugly.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you're too good. Then you're this and you're that.
I'm like,
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I even want to be with you, you fucking asshole?
Yeah. You fucking psycho. I just can't. I can't with people.
Yeah. Well, that's a way to cap the show for folks. We can't. We simply can't. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.